Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. I am back home in Florida, a little worse for wear after my overnight stay at LaGuardia Airport, but I am back and coming to you early on Friday morning because in addition to being absolutely exhausted from not sleeping that much before my early morning flight on Thursday, my internet was out on Thursday evening, so I wasn't able to get everything put together, and I was asleep long before the reviews for Suffs came out. So on today's episode, I will run you through all of that and some news, but over the weekend, I will wrap up my trip with a travelogue episode talking about all of the shows that I have not hit yet, and there were some doozies in there, including Suffs. I will talk a little bit about it today with the rest of the reviews, and also the other show that I think so far it will most be competing with for Best Musical, which is The Outsiders. So I will talk about all of that. If you want to hear it all, head over to patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon, and sign up for the mezzanine tier and above. But the big news is, on Thursday night, Suffs officially opened on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. This is a new historical musical with book, music, and lyrics by Shana Taub, who also stars in the show. It is directed by Lee Silverman and choreographed by Mady Natalio. The cast is absolutely tremendous. In addition to Taub, it includes Kim Blank, Ali Bonino, Salala Brock, Jen Colella, Hannah Cruz, Nadia Dandashi, Nikki M. James, J.G. Makapagai, Anastasia McCleskey, Grace McLean, Emily Skinner, and others. The show, of course, previously had its world premiere production at the Public Theater downtown. It wrapped its run up there just around 2 years ago, and it has taken its time to work back to Broadway. The plot of the show is described thusly. It's 1913, and the women's movement is heating up in America, anchored by the suffragists, Suffs as they call themselves, in their relentless pursuit of the right to vote. Reaching across and against generational, racial, and class divides, these brilliant, flawed women entertain and inspire us with the story of their hard-won victory in an ongoing fight. So much has changed since the passing of the 19th Amendment over a century ago, and yet we're reminded sometimes we need to look back in order to march fearlessly into the future. Let's start off with Jesse Green, who reviewed the show for the New York Times. He was mixed. He talked about the Public Theater run, which he did not review initially. Maya Phillips did, but she called it bloated with information. Green, though, says, quote, Suffs on Broadway is vastly improved. It has been beneficially recast and heavily rewritten. Half the score is new, including, crucially, the opening number. Taub and director Lee Silverman have also made smart decisions about which stories to forefront, which to background, and which to drop. Because Taub is native to musical theater, she uplifts enjoyable melody with structural craftiness, using song form to achieve narrative compression. Throughout his whole review, Green makes references to classical Greek theater and also to the fact that, despite being the world's first democracy, women could not vote in ancient Greece. He says, quote, The Greeks are useful here, having made sure to embody injustice and emotion and even song, not just instruction. Their theater depicted the way policy and character were inseparably bonded. As such, Suffs is already good, in both senses, a good show and good for the world. I even shed a few political tears. But to be great, a musical, like a great movement, must grab you by the throat. Suffs too often settles for holding signs. Frank Rizzo, writing for Variety, was positive, saying, quote, A musical that captures the sweep of history in all its complexities without sacrifice of character or credibility is no easy feat. But Suffs, which tells the story of the final push to achieve the 19th Amendment, giving the women the right to vote in 1920, does just that with a singular vision and a collective collaboration that is smart, inspiring, and thoroughly entertaining. Regina Robbins, reviewing the show for Time Out New York, gave the show 4 out of 5 stars, saying, quote, Suffs is a full-throated musical call to action. Its message is neither subtle nor ambivalent. It wants to light a fire under you. But this unapologetic love letter to those who risked life and limb to get women a seat at the table is also heart-tugging, vibrant, and charming. The combination is hard to resist. It's got my vote. I will note that Regina's review was not included in the review roundup from Did They Like It, probably depending on when it was released, but she is one of the few women that reviewed the show for a major outlet. Another one was Rachel Graham, writing for Theater Mania, who was mixed. She said, quote, With top-notch performances, rousing musical numbers, and messaging the masses can get behind, Shana Taub's Suffs gets the political part right. but sacrifices the personal to do so. Charles Isherwood of the Wall Street Journal was positive, saying, quote, Suffs largely succeeds in showcasing the accomplishments of its creators and performers, particularly with regard to Miss Taub's rich and often rousing score and the terrific cast, all radiating vivid engagement in the history unfolding before us. Amelia Merrill, writing for New York Theatre Guide, said, quote, This isn't necessarily a bad thing, but as a tool for civic education, which the show seems to market itself as, it's simplistic. Lee Silverman's production is beautiful, but beauty is skin deep. Joey Sims, writing for Theaterly, said, quote, Suffs is a flawed work that fails to emotionally grab, but succeeds as a fresh reminder of the necessity and power of sustained political action. And I'll wrap up with Robert Hoffler from The Wrap, who says, quote, It's a history lesson that can read pretty dry, but even with its new and friendlier opening, Suffs is anything but. And much of the delight comes from seeing how Taub, who wrote the book and the songs, manipulates the material to make it fun. I do have to say, Joey Sims, writing for Theaterly, says that it does not emotionally grab. When I saw the show, there were many people in the audience in tears at the finale. Many of them women, so perhaps Mr. Sims did not feel the same way as many of the people in the audience, but just from personal experience, I know that from my small sample size, that was not universally true. In general, I do agree with some of the reviews that it is certainly more impactful as a well-told history story than the most emotional and personal story, but that's by design. And I think that the work that has been done since the public theater to Broadway is absolutely tremendous and needs to be something that we celebrate, because so many times we see shows rush to Broadway because they want to get there while riding whatever momentum they have, or they want to be in the right season, or they want to get into a theater, or they want to be against certain competition. And what Suffs did is they took the time to make the show better. And I liked the show at the Public Theater, which I've said many times before, but this version is such a better show that I am so appreciative of the producers and the creators that they were willing to take the time to do the work, which is very much what the characters in this show did. They spent years doing what had to be done to achieve their goal of passing the 19th Amendment. They strategized, they worked hard, they pounded the pavement, they did everything they had to do. And I hope that this show has success both financially and in terms of awards, because I hope that this becomes a model for how producers should work to get shows on stage. Grace and I talk so much about getting a show into the theater that you want, riding the momentum to get it to Broadway, all of those things, but ultimately it should be about getting the best version of the show on stage. And I truly believe that Suffs did this. I think the show is funny. I think it is heartfelt. I think the performances are tremendous. Perhaps I appreciated this show more in comparison to other shows like The Notebook, which I've talked about, that I was moved by. But that certainly does not undermine the emotional call to action that this show has. This is not a hugely interpersonal show, although there are certainly relationships that are important throughout. This is not one that is going to tug on your heartstrings with a decades-long love story and, you know, someone battling dementia. Instead, it's going to tug on your heartstrings because of the work that has been done and the work that still needs to be done. So I will have more to say about this show in the travelogue episode, but I will say I left that theater thinking that this is the best musical that I have seen this season. It might not be my favorite. It might not be the one that I was moved by the most, but I think this is the best musical. And even though I'm not sure that it's going to win that award right now, I think for me, it is the best musical of the year. And I, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I think The Outsiders will be the other main show in contention for that, not including things I haven't seen, of course. But to me, the reviews do not give Suffs enough credit for what it does well. Before we move off of Suffs, they also did release the first initial highlights for the show. So if you want to check those out, you can watch the video in the show notes. All right, in other news, yesterday it was announced that sitcom icon and Tony Award winner Jason Alexander will lead a new revival of Fiddler on the Roof at California's La Mirada Theater. Performances will begin on November 8th and will run through December 1st. The show will be directed by Lonnie Price, and of course Lonnie Price and Jason Alexander starred in the original Broadway production of Merrily We Roll Along. Lee Martino will choreograph. And coming back to New York, just on yesterday's show, we talked about the reviews for Susan Laurie Parks' New York premiere of Sally and Tom over at the Public Theater. Well, yesterday we got an announcement that the show has been extended. The original closing date was April 28th. It is now being extended all the way to May 26th. So congratulations on that. You have an entire month to check that out. In some very interesting news, Deadline exclusively reported yesterday that Cate Blanchett's Dirty Films production company has acquired the film rights for the one-person picture of Dorian Gray that is currently running in London's West End starring Sarah Snook. She, of course, just won the Olivier Award over the weekend for the show. As of now, there is no necessarily details about whether this will continue to be a one-person show or not, but it certainly seems like that would make the most sense if you are acquiring the rights to this production, because otherwise the picture of Dorian Gray is in the public domain. If you just want to make a new film about the story, you don't need to have the rights to this one. The show was created by Kip Williams, but it was created at the Sydney Theatre Company, which at one point was under the art direction of Cate Blanchett and her Dirty Films partner, Andrew Upton. They were the artistic directors from 2008 to 2013. So if I was guessing, I would say that Cate Blanchett is going to do this in a film as a one-person show, which would be absolutely fantastic and very, very interesting. If not, I might as well let Sarah Snook do it. But they are working with Kip Williams on a treatment for it to put it together into a film. And as we talked about before, Spaz Bomaboy from Deadline has reported that the show is eyeing an eventual Broadway run. All right, let's wrap up the show with a couple of videos. The first one is a very smart campaigning type video from Back to the Future, the musical, which I think now that all of these other shows are opening in the spring, wants to remind everybody, both in terms of ticket buyers and voters for awards, that it is part of this season. And they released a very cool behind the scenes video looking at the clock tower scene from the show and how they are able to do that with some of the theater magic that is involved. And also, the folks from Limpika have released video of Eden Espinosa performing the song Unseen. All right, everybody, that is all that we have for you today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWW Matt. Have a wonderful Friday, a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back to talk to you on Monday.